Om Shanti. Bhog was offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on the day of the Sadguru. We will now listen to the Bhog message. On the day of the Sadguru, as I carried the Bhog and entered the subtle region, what did I see there? It was a very large screen. And three people were sitting in front of that scene, in front of that screen. They were looking very closely at the screen. A variety of diagrams were appearing on the screen. The people started to get a bit scared looking at these diagrams. Some started to get a bit excited. And some of them didn't realize what is happening. Baba was looking, observing this scene from a distance. After a few seconds, Baba, the advanced party, and many, many other brothers and sisters appeared. And Baba was showing this whole group what situations are playing out. On one hand, nature is showing her full fiery form. Second is the atmosphere, general atmosphere. And thirdly, Dhammapradhan elements are reaching their extremes. Baba then continued saying, time is showing such games, but what do you children have to do through these games? So many, many brothers and sisters who got emerged there while giving drishti to everyone. Baba reminded all the children, who are you children? You are Raj Rishis. In the earlier days, when rishis, ascetics, used to sit in tapasya, they would be able to understand what was going to happen in the future. And they used to be able to give experiences through their vibrations. So similarly, Baba has given you children a special title and special powers. So now is the time to emerge your Raj Rishi form in front of the whole world. According to the time, go into the depths of your tapasya. The more you accumulate your powers in a subtle way, the more you use your powers in a subtle way, they'll be able to help you free yourselves from the situations that are coming. You'll be able to go across these situations. Baba has made you the embodiment of all attainments, the embodiment of success. Such souls are able to bring benefit to others, bring benefit to themselves, and always stay under the canopy of Baba's protection. At present, the children still continue to expand their thoughts and spread it in all directions. So again, Baba indicated towards the screen in front of which few people were sitting. So Baba then said, emerge your introverted form and emerge all your inner powers. And Baba showed the children how to do this. So as the children were preparing themselves this way and then looking at the screen, they were able to see scenes of nature. They were able to see scenes of the future world. They were also able to visualize angels. So the angels emerge and went towards the first screen. They move around, take a round off the screen. They go and stand in front of the three people who are sitting in front of the screen. So the three individuals start to say that yes, these angels only can bring about transformation. So they feel very comforted that there is someone or the other present to help us. So they became very light, because these individuals were very tense previously. So Baba then explained, it is the time to use your inner powers, become the embodiment of an angel, so whether it's nature, whether it's the scientists who are all instrumental for transformation, whether it's religious leaders, give them such experiences . Let them realize that God's power is the greatest of all, through which they can experience safety and they can show the path to others. And carry out the task of revelation of the Father. So then I saw many, many brothers and sisters get immersed in front of Baba. On one side there was waterfall, on one side there was a river, on the other side there was greenery. So Baba said, do you know who these are? Baba was smiling a lot. Baba knows which group of children have come to Pandavan for their bhakti. They're from Nasik. So I hadn't mentioned anything to Baba, but Baba of course already knew. Baba has emerged this group already in the subtle region. Baba emerged the children from all the places from where Kumbh Mela takes place, which is Nashik is one of them. So seeing your tapasya and your renunciation, Baba has a lot of love for you and Baba has a lot of mercy as well. Baba emerged all the children wherever Kumbh Melas take place. So there are four main places in Bharat. So Baba emerged all of them. So Baba showed them, on one hand there is a little waterfall, on one hand there is a river, there is greenery on the other side. So the children were smiling when they were seeing this. And in the distance I saw a lot of devotee souls. It was as though the devotees were getting sprinkled with rose water. So everyone wanted the sprinkling. So Baba said, with your pure vibrations, you share even a drop of attainment and knowledge with devotee souls. So what do you children have to do now? Accumulate all your inner powers, become the embodiment of success, and wherever you're sitting, we sit in one place and help glorify Baba, give experiences to souls of the world, help them attain their blessings. Baba made everyone sit in their tapasvi form and deep meditation, and as the children did this, it was as though bright light spread throughout the subtle region and it was spreading in all directions. Baba was giving us a signal, now is the time to spread light throughout the world, spread the light of hope throughout the world. This is the task Baba has given you. Use your form of the Raj Rishi. Stabilize yourselves in that form. Don't use your thoughts in extra ways. Learn to apply the full stop. Remain light and continue to fly. I then offer the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed everyone the bhog himself. Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I returned. Om Shanti.